Alabama, Selma, Montgomery, to sit down and talk with some of the Negro leaders about the problems, and he thought they might do that this morning.
Well, was it the sheriff or the state troopers that stopped the march?
The state troopers stopped it, Mr. President, but most of the brutality was done by the sheriff's deputies. They were the fellows on horses. I saw that King said he was going into court this morning to do something. If he did, he might stop. Might be an alternative to his going tomorrow, but...
To his marching tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he went into court, it might put that off. It'd be a good idea.
What would the three judges enjoin the sheriff from doing?
They would enjoin the sheriff from interfering with the voting as he has been, and would order him to permit Negroes to proceed to the courthouse and to Selma there and to march in an orderly way. And also probably would require him to give them protection if they did so. Now that won't touch Colonel Lingo and the Highway Patrol state troopers, because they're not in that, but it would prevent Sheriff Clark from doing what happened yesterday, because he was a Negro, and when they started going back into town, that was when he started beating up on them.
They weren't injured then, just when the state troopers stopped them.
No. State troopers used the gas at the outset, and some of them apparently got a few tear gas burns. The injuries were, by and large, when they panicked and started running back into town, and then these deputies chased them on horses. That was when, although I don't know that anybody was seriously hurt. I was trying to get information from the hospitals last night, get the bureau to get it. Had a bureau agent hurt.
What happened to him?
He got beat up by two of them. Took his camera away. They got a lot of pictures, and we ought to be able to. They made two arrests. We ought to be able to make some more. I didn't give the arrests any publicity last night, because two were arrested with them. One beat up the FBI agent. That didn't look right to me. From a public viewpoint, you know. All the Negroes build up, beat up, and, there were people we arrested, people who beat up the FBI agent. The reason was he could make the identification. But there ought to be some more arrests for that. And that ought to help the situation.
These policemen that were arrested?
No.
Who were they?
Two bystanders, white bystanders.
And they beat up the white...
One of them may have been a deputy, Mr. President. I don't know, I'm not sure. They saw the FBI agent taking pictures, you see. Moved over to beat him up.
How many FBI men did you have?
About 20, Mr. President.
Did we take every precaution we could have or should have?
I think so, Mr. President. We had a large number there. Yesterday morning, I heard they were going to use tear gas. We told the Negro leaders that. I spoke to Senator Hill whether there was anything could be done. He could think of anything to be done with Governor Wallace and state troopers. He said he couldn't think of much. He did help me yesterday morning. Wilson Baker, who's been the commissioner of public safety there at Selma, was going to resign in disgust, because the mayor had interfered with his making some arrests of some white rowdies the day before, and the senator was helpful. The senator, among others, was helpful in making him change his mind, which that would have been serious. Had that been done, we had a large number of agents there. I had lawyers there on the scene. And I don't I don't know there's much else the federal government can do in those circumstances. You know, short of taking the situation over, sending the army in.
Well, I see they're calling for that.
Well, they sure they always have. I just, if there's a way of communicating with George Wallace, if he'd be sensible, that would be what would make a difference. There's no reason why, that I can see why circumstances, terms, and conditions of these people marching couldn't be worked out. They were permitted to march part of the way, you know? Just something. Troopers could protect them on that. I guess Wallace is determined not to, and I don't know what he's heading for.
Do you know Wallace very well?
Hardly at all, Mr. President. The trouble is that I don't know anybody...
Who really does?
Who really does.
What do the senators say?
Senators say they can't get to Wallace at all.
The congressman?
I haven't gone through the congressman, Mr. President. That delegation seems so changed. Back, I don't really know them. You know, they're mostly
Republicans
now. I will this morning call our U.S. attorney in Birmingham, Macon Weaver. He may have some ideas on who can talk with Wallace about this. I'll give him a ring. He used to be quite active politically down there.
Doesn't have to be mighty quiet.
Yeah.
But Buford Ellington is a man of extremely good judgment. And he was born in Mississippi, raised there, and then identified with the rural elements of Tennessee, and became Ag Coast Commissioner, and then legislator, and then Ag Coast Commissioner, and then governor. And when we came in, '61, they had a pretty bad situation in Nashville, and Silliman Evans called me, a friend of mine, a paper there. They're pretty good people, good influence. Asked me to meet with them, and I called the governor, and he said he thought I ought to and be glad to use his office. And I did. And they quoted to me a good many things he had done to clean up the state operations. They wanted us to clean up the post office. I've forgotten other things. He's come to Washington now, and I'm going to use him with the 50 governors. Quiet way, politically and on their problems in their state. Republicans, too. And he handles disaster problems and stuff like that on emergency planning. It could be that he knows Wallace. It could be he could sit down with you and if you could give him some leadership direction. Might be he won't talk to him. I'll ask him if he knows him and how well he knows him, and if it looks like it has any confidence, Wallace has any confidence in him, he might be a go-between. I don't know. I just put that out for your thinking. He knows the both sides of the coin, and I guess he's been on both sides.
Sure.
He's pretty well regarded, though, now as a modern leader.
Well, that'd be helpful if he, it might be helpful if they were talking with him to see whether what he found he might
I'll explore him. That. Are they directed by other people?
They're not directed by them, Mr. President. They've got more communists and near communists in them than they do with the others. They've got so many that are not. Lewis is not a communist. a young fellow, and he's quite far out in that respect.
Do we have any influence with him?
Yes, some, not much. He's in the hospital right now. Cracked on the head yesterday. We have a little. I think I think King, the way I wouldn't try it directly with Lewis, I'd try to work with King through King to Lewis.
Does Lewis kind of work under the guidance of King?
Lewis would take King's recommendation on something like this.
Say over here in response to queries. Refer them to Justice.
I think you should refer them to Justice and let us handle it, Mr. President. We may have things coming. We may have further arrests and so forth.
Who is your top press man?
Rosenthal.
What's his given name?
Jack.
Jack, what's his background?
He's a came from the Portland Oregonian. He was a reporter out there. He's a young fellow. He's about 30. Editor of the Harvard Crimson, went back home to Portland.
You bring him in, or was he in the office when you came in?
He came, he was in when I came.
So he's had a good deal of experience.
He's had a good deal of experience, yeah.
Good.
That's right, no. Good deal of confidence.
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like he handled his stuff going on. Okay, Nick, you don't think of anything else I need to know?
No, I was going to give you a call about this, Mr. President, but I can't think of anything good to tell you.
Well, I don't need to think good. Just call me and tell me when you need to, but be sure that you and Dore and Ramsey and all your people make it to top billing and yeah. keep right on top of it, and we do anything that we need to do.
Right.
Okay.
I'll be with it all day.